Each Monday morning, NHPR's Josh Rogers joins me for The Political Front. It's a look at the latest in New Hampshire politics. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning, Rick.
So lots to get to, Josh. Let's start with some news from the 2014 Senate race. The announcement by former Senator John Sununu that he won't seek a rematch with incumbent Gene Shaheen. What do you make of that?
Well, on the one hand, it's not terribly surprising. Former Senator Sununu has kept a pretty low profile of late. Apart from op-eds he's been writing for the Boston Globe, he's largely steered clear of politics, at least publicly. But had John Sununu decided to run, he probably would have cleared the field of any serious Republican challenger. And in an off-presidential cycle election, he would have probably given Jean Chien a tough challenge and maybe even beaten her. Recall, he won their first matchup in 2002, then lost their rematch in 2008. So who knows? In explaining his decision, Sununu stressed he wants to see his children during their high school years. And as someone who's in his late 40s, he certainly does have time to run for something else down the road if he chooses. But his decision on 2014 really does open up this race on the Republican side.
So open that a run by former Massachusetts Senator Scott Brown could become feasible?
Who knows? But what you could call Scott Brown's coy offensive continued over the weekend. Scott Brown was in Manchester at a National Guard event Saturday, his second appearance in New Hampshire in 2 weeks. At the podium, Brown complained about dysfunction in Washington and to reporters. He stresses New Hampshire ties, that his mother lives here, and that his New Hampshire roots apparently go back 9 generations. I'm not sure if anyone's really run that down or if it matters. But when asked about 2014, Brown said, quote, "Nothing is off the table and nothing is on the table," which is something he repeated almost verbatim on Fox News yesterday, where Karl Rove was on hand to supply the nine generations claim. You know, 2014 is still a ways off, so who knows where this is going or who will end up facing Gene Shaheen. You know, the other names mentioned most often, former Congressman Frank Ginta and former Congressman and current State Senator Jeb Bradley. They've both certainly won New Hampshire elections, but they've also lost a few. Carol Shea Porter's beaten the duo 3 of the 4 times she's faced them individually. Neither one of them has run statewide, so while 2014 is still a ways off, it's also true that for the GOP in New Hampshire these days, you've got Kelly Ayotte and then a pretty steep drop-off if you're talking about clearly viable statewide candidates.
All right, let's move inside the State House for a bit. The casino bill passed by the State Senate and backed by Governor Hassan gets its public hearing in the House tomorrow before what some are calling a super committee. What's that looking like?
Well, House Speaker Terry Norelli decided to have the casino bill heard by the Finance and Ways and Means Committees jointly. That's 45 lawmakers. Finance Committee Leader Mary Jane Wallner will be chair of the committee. The opportunity for the public to testify will be tomorrow. And after that, the bill is going to be divvied up among several subcommittees to look at the revenue aspects of the proposal, how the casino would be regulated, and how a casino would affect local communities. Speaker Norelli's stated goal for the process is to be thorough and transparent. A practical upshot of her approach is that merging these two committees probably means the bill will get a slightly stronger vote of support at the committee level than it had if it had just been sent to Ways and Means, where it was expected to be sent. But most still think this committee is ultimately going to recommend the bill be defeated. Precisely when the committee vote on the casino bill is going to take place, it's hard to say. It could be a number of weeks, and given how heated this issue has become and the way the casino looms over House-Senate relations more broadly, it isn't surprising leaders are taking their time. And, you know, while pro-gambling folk are no doubt pleased that the hearing is going to come on the heels of another WMUR poll showing that more than 60% of those surveyed favor expanded gambling, you know, the only poll that really matters these days would be an accurate poll of House members. And while people on both sides of this issue are certainly trying to get a count, you know, it's never easy to count votes in the House.
Okay. Now, before you go, I want to ask you about a strange story out of the House involving a group of lawmakers filing complaints against fellow lawmakers because they didn't like the way they voted on a bill to repeal the Stand Your Ground law, the self-defense law. What's going on there?
Well, yes, three Republicans, John Heichel of Goffstown, Al Baldessare of Londonderry, and Lynette Peterson of Merrimack, they alleged that the 189 representatives, 184 Democrats and 5 Republicans who voted to repeal New Hampshire's Stand Your Ground law have essentially breached the public trust and violated their oath of office to uphold the Constitution. Therefore, according to the complaint, those 189 lawmakers need to be expelled from office and have all their votes this session be nullified. you know, Rick, I've covered the House for a number of years, and I've never seen anything like this. It's you know, it's out there. We're just saying something when you're talking about the House.
I would expect that you don't think the petition's going to work.
No, Democrats are calling the effort absurd, and Republican leaders in the House are stressing that they have nothing to do with the petition or with a parallel series of complaints being brought by former state GOP Chairman Jack Kimball. He's asking the U.S. attorney and county sheriffs to take action against the same 189 lawmakers who voted for the Stand Your Ground repeal for voting in ways that the complaint says are, quote, repugnant and contrary to the Constitution. The U.S. attorney hasn't responded to this yet. One Republican sheriff has said he'll not be acting on the complaints. You know, this issue is going to continue flaring up, though, until the state Senate votes on the repeal of Stand Your Ground later this spring. Senate Republican leaders have said they expect that repeal to be defeated and current law to stand. You know, I guess we'll see.
Yeah. Thanks, Josh.
You're welcome, Rick.
Josh Rogers, he joins Morning Edition each Monday for The Political Front, a look at New Hampshire politics. And you can follow Josh on Twitter at Josh Rogers NHPR.